You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Troy Oppie. The first COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Idaho this week. It's begun being administered to frontline healthcare workers. Further distribution will evolve as more doses become available in the state of Idaho. But when your time comes to access the vaccine, will you do so? The state and federal government is working hard to encourage folks to get the vaccine that would hopefully effectively end the pandemic. They are battling a slog of misinformation that seems to grow each day online. How might attitudes about vaccines in general, and this vaccine in particular, affect the outcome of this overall effort? We're joined now by University of Idaho philosophy professor Bert Baumgartner, who has done research on attitudes around vaccines. Thanks for coming on Idaho Matters.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's start with just some background on the research that you've done on vaccination attitudes. Who was surveyed? Were they in Idaho as part of those surveys? And what kinds of questions did you ask?
We surveyed a representative population in the U.S. And to be clear, when we did the survey, this was actually done back in 2018. So we were interested in people's attitudes towards vaccination, depending on what the different level of risk might be of a disease. But we had no idea that a pandemic was coming just a year or two around the corner. So while we did not specifically ask questions about COVID-19, the answers that we provided and the questions that we were asking were consistent with a recent study that was also done by Pew Research that was published on December 3rd this year.
Was there any focus on a particular vaccine, or this study sounds more general? You didn't specify, say, the flu vaccine versus, some early childhood vaccines, anything like that?
Correct. In this study, it was much more general. We had said that there was a hypothetical disease and we had a vaccine that was deemed to be safe. And then what we were interested in asking participants in the study is how many cases, local cases, would need to be required before they decide, okay, it's time to get a vaccine. So if nobody in their local community was sick or had the hypothetical disease, would they get vaccinated? What about one case, 10 cases, and up to 100 cases?
So as you started to break down the results of these surveys, what did you see when you started splitting results into political affiliation or ideology or other demographic differences?
Yeah, so one result that was surprising was that men were more willing to get vaccinated than women. And that finding is actually consistent with the more recent Pew finding as well, that in the context of the COVID vaccine, it seems that men are more willing than women. With respect to other sociodemographics, as you just alluded to, about like political leanings or partisanship, we do find that the more someone has a sort of a political view, whether that's on the liberal or the conservative side, the more likely they've already made up their mind, either for or against. Whereas those who lean more towards the center, who are sort of less partisan or who might consider themselves to be moderates, are more responsive to changes in levels of risk. And so now that the level of risk is obviously much higher, we expect those individuals to be more inclined to get vaccinated.
What about the results of the survey were surprising to you?
The biggest one was that men were more willing to get vaccinated than women. What we find in a variety of contexts where there's some type of risk is that women tend to be more cautious and therefore are more willing to engage in some type of protective behavior. The case of vaccination is interesting that relationship seems to be reversed, that men are more willing to engage in what we might consider to be the behavior that would help protect them.
When it comes to the history of these attitudes, have they existed as long as vaccines have existed? Or are you able to pin that down at all?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So I'm not a historical expert about this, but we do know that vaccine hesitancy has been around for quite some time. Historically, when vaccines were first coming out, right, there were questions about how safe they actually were. And there was some skepticism at that time. We know a lot more now about vaccines and are able to do a lot more thorough testing to determine their safety. We have a better understanding about the kinds of side effects they might have and allergic reactions. And we've done a really good job of making sure that we can actually quantify what those risks might be. And they're relatively low.
We're speaking with University of Idaho philosophy professor Bert Baumgartner about his research on attitudes surrounding vaccines. Were there other reasons that these types of attitudes have been established around vaccines other than efficacy or side effects, you know, certainly with those early vaccines, and you go back to what happened with the polio rollout? Are there other reasons that these attitudes have persisted, do you think?
I think some of it has to do with the role of trust. We've done some other studies where we did ask specifically about the flu vaccine, the MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella. And what we find is that if someone has higher levels of trust in their healthcare, their primary healthcare provider, that they're much more likely to get vaccinated. Whereas lower levels of trust in healthcare providers will then also be associated with with higher levels of vaccine hesitancy. We find that there is some partisanship about that, not with respect to the primary healthcare provider, but if we look at health professionals in the government, we find that there, depending on what someone's level of trust is in the government, can be associated with their political views or their ideology.
Just in the last 30 seconds that we have here, does your research suggest any solutions for public health officials to be able to improve that trust on a very short timeline as this vaccine is rolled out across the country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trying to combat a lot of the misinformation in a very general way is really, really difficult to do. People's concerns are often more nuanced than a blanket statement will help address. So one recommendation that we have is to make sure that the information is accurate with respect to as it goes to the primary healthcare providers, and then encouraging people to talk to their family doctors or whoever their primary healthcare provider is to get accurate information.
We've been speaking with University of Idaho philosophy professor Bert Baumgartner about his research on attitudes around vaccines. Professor, thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Troy Oppie. More next.